Hello and welcome. It's hour number three, hour three of our radio program. And Eli Manning, I used to call him the punk back in the day, and he's advised Aaron Rodgers to stay with Green Bay, play for only one team. Is it really a big deal for Aaron Rodgers to stay with the Packers for the rest of his career? And Eli also said the grass is not always greener on the other side. Is that also true? We'll analyze what Rodgers should do and whether he should listen to Eli Manning. We'll get to that right now in hour number three. It is advice, but is it good advice? Welcome in the beginning of another hour. It's the Ben Maller Show. We thank you for hanging out with us. We are in the air everywhere, side by side, as we spit into the ocean, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and enormously powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the bottle as we try to catch lightning in a bottle from the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. So this hour, our lead story comes from the Speculation Machine. Another day, another handful of hot take artists commenting on Aaron Rodgers. We have the retired NFL players commenting, retired quarterbacks commenting. Now, Rodgers announced earlier this week that he's deciding whether to go back to Green Bay, whether to retire or seek employment elsewhere, even though he's under contract for a couple more seasons. So, what do we have? We have former Packer quarterback Brett Favre, who said that his gut feeling is that Rodgers is going to say bye-bye to Green Bay. Now, former Giants quarterback Eli slash the Punk Manning, called him that for years, Eli Manning issued a warning to Aaron Rodgers. Now, what was the warning? I don't know if you saw this or not, maybe not. I'll fill you in. I'll give you the inside skinny, the truncated version. So Eli said leaving Wisconsin for a fresh start could, that's a weasel word, could turn into a negative. Quote, it's not always greener on the other side, Manning said, the other Manning. That's what I had learned, Eli said, from talking to other people. You can go somewhere and it's not necessarily going to be better. It's probably going to be worse. The lesser Manning caution. Now, Eli says that Rodgers should finish his career with a single team, just like he did. Says it's a big deal that you do that. It's important to only play for one team. And that was the advice from Manning. So let us discuss. Now, the question, is it really a big deal for Aaron Rodgers to only wear the Packer uniform for the rest of his career? And No. That is the answer to this. I've got pineapples, Mary Poppins, and Big Top. And we will connect all this together. Make the Baba Ganoush for Jerome in Kansas City, who leaves the Chief games early because his wife forces him to. All right, so first of all, while Eli technically only wore one uniform, those of us that are old-timers, remember, he wasn't drafted by the Giants. He was drafted by the San Diego Chargers. Show me your lightning bolt. So it's pretty clear that for Eli, drafted by the Chargers, it wasn't important to him back then to play with only one team, to finish your career with the team that drafted you. That would be the Bolts. No, what did Eli Manning do? You remember what I remember what he did. I was here. He had a hissy fit. He had, woe is me. Woe is me. He turned to his daddy. I said, Archie, help me out. Help me out, Archie. I need some help. And Archie said, okay, I'm part of the Illuminati of the NFL. No problem. And the Manning family strong-armed their way from the dirty city of San Diego, which used to be called Paradise, and go to New Jersey to play for the Giants. Eli Manning and Aaron Rodgers, the comparisons are pineapples to watermelons, right? It's pineapples to watermelons. Manning, at the end of his career, when it looked like he might play for another team, he was washed up. He sucked, right? Nobody wanted him. Nobody wanted to touch Eli Manning because they knew this guy just wasn't good. And he was a baseline quarterback who had a couple of fluke runs. We pointed out he's not a Hall of Famer. You look at the numbers. He's just a mediocre quarterback. Eli Manning, who had a couple of weird things happen in the playoffs. If you're honest, you know that. Now, if you're honest, you know that. Now, there's a lot of people that, you know, speak with their heart, and they go on and on. It's a bunch of liars. Aaron Rodgers, at this moment, even at his advanced age for professional sports and the industrial complex of pro sports in America, Aaron Rodgers is still held to the highest of standards at quarterback. And should he decide to hit the trap door and exit Green Bay, he will have 10, 15 teams fighting like cats and dogs to bring Mr. Rodgers' neighborhood to their city. And nobody in the NFL was dying to get their hands on the rotting carcass of Eli Manning. The last couple years he played for the Giants, he was like an exploding whale. You knew at some point it was a whale, that it was dead, there was gas in it. You knew it was going to explode. You didn't know quite when. He had outstayed his welcome. It's just different for Aaron Rodgers. And so Eli Manning trying to compare his situation to Aaron Rodgers is a mistake. Right? Even with the playoff flop against the 49ers and not getting it done again in the playoffs, even with that, it is irrelevant to the level of interest that will be out there in the free agent market, which is really not a free agent market because Rodgers isn't a free agent. Now, secondly, is it true that Rodgers should be worried the grass is not greener on the other side? Well, that is a misnomer. This is not a one-size-fits-all situation, and Eli is trying to make it that. You have all kinds of different outcomes of veteran quarterbacks that change teams at the end of their career. There are many that flopped. There are also Tom Brady and Peyton, although Peyton was terrible when the Broncos won, but they did win, and they pushed his hospital gurney across the finish line there with that great Von Miller defense to win in Denver. But Tom Brady, he was legit in Tampa Bay, and he switched teams, and they sure found, forget the green grass, they found a tropical rainforest on the other side. And don't they tell you, if the grass is not green, then water it, right? You should water the grass. Rodgers is mindful of what's going on around the NFL. He's under contract with Green Bay, so it does become a little more dicey. It's a little more complicated. It's not just, hey, I'm a free agent, I go wherever I want. But the Packers, if you believe the whispers, will attempt to accommodate him to a point. So as Mary Poppins said in that classic scene in the old movie we all watched when we were kids, you make the right decision and you will be singing supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, all right? It'll be invigorating to change. It keeps you on your toes when you change things up. Allows you to experience new and exciting things, replacing the old worn-out things with new ones in the case of Aaron Rodgers. You leave your comfort zone, your happy place, and you see what's out there, right? You see what's out there, and it's not all bad. Now, final thought. So Eli implied that Aaron Rodgers will be limited to only AFC teams, that Green Bay will not send him to the NFC. I disagree with this. Now, clearly the Packers are not going to send Aaron Rodgers to the Bears or the Vikings or the Lions. Now, that is out. But it is possible that Rodgers could finagle his way to the NFC East, for example, if he wanted to play there, or the NFC West, which doesn't seem likely because those jobs are pretty much taken, unless Arizona finally wants to admit that Kyler Murray's not that good. I think you'd rather have Aaron Rodgers than little Kyler as your quarterback. Now, in the AFC, the argument against going to the AFC is this is problematic because that is the conference that is loaded with blue-chip quarterbacks. You've got Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert. And to that, my counter-argument is, I'm going to quote an old NBA player, whoop-dee-damn-do would be my response. Like this, oh, you don't want to go to the AFC. That's where all the good quarterbacks are. That is the ultimate loser attitude. That's the ultimate defeatist attitude. Embrace the challenge, right? Don't be the scaredy cat. And hey, if Rodgers wants easy street, he can stay with the cheeseheads, because you can gorge on all the garbage and go dumpster diving in Detroit, Chicago, and Minnesota. The catch of the day, we mentioned this in a previous episode, this week, the story of the week has been Rodgers supposedly scheming to go to the Broncos with Davante Adams, but that would put him toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose with Patrick Mahomes two times a season in the AFC West, and he would also have to go against Justin Herbert as well. Some are trying to upsell Justin Herbert. Now, Herbert's off to a good start to his career, but he is not quite in the same zip code as Aaron Rodgers. So cool your jets on that one. And the good news for us, those of us that are in the gasbaggery business, is that wherever Aaron Rodgers ends up, he will bring the traveling circus with him, okay? Under the big top, right? Step right up. You'll see the sword-swallowing, knife-throwing, fire-breathing madness of it all, right? Come one, come all. Fun for all ages. And the only way this doesn't work out is if he retires, then the fun ends. But then we get to follow him when he gets into politics or some other wild life turn, and we can rant and rave about that at that time. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. As we continue on and on and on, we will take your phone calls here at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. So we will get to all of that. This portion of the Ben Maller Show is made possible by our friends at Discover. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. So we've got a bit of a, what's the right word I'm looking for here? A bit of gridlock. We've got a bottleneck. No one seemingly wants to go first here to name a new head coach. Now, we told you yesterday the rumors were that Jacksonville was about to hire their coach. That did not happen. So what's going on with that? A lot of teams have announced supposed finalist lists, but nobody's actually made the first move. Nobody's blinked yet. Why is that? Some of these coaches supposedly have multiple teams that have offered them jobs, one in particular. The hottest name, the sexiest person at the ball, the coach's ball. We will get to that. And again, we'll take your calls and on Twitter at Ben Maller. We'll do it all, and we will do it next.
Oh, yeah. Get it on, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
It takes the entire village to raise up the Maller Militia. We need support from comrades like you to get the most out of the Ben Maller Show. Have your voice be heard by the night-loving masses. It takes hardly any time to follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And we do have Ask Ben coming up later this hour. Your questions, our answers. Use the hashtag AskBen. Alf, the alien opiner, says, five-star monologue. Everyone knows that you are frugal, but nobody knew you were green as well. Recycling a monologue from 2004. Memo to Eli. Nobody cares what you think. And memo to Rodgers, the grass is always greener until you step in a Bella Bomb. Well, that is true. The Bella Bomb. She goes on a bombing run here. She must be upset with what I say on the show, because I'll go out, you know, the studio, I'll go outside and boom, I don't even see it. It's a disaster. Camouflaged. Late night drug tester says Eli is protecting Big Brother. If Rodgers goes to Denver, the number of Manning jerseys in the stands will become scarce. Oh, so it's like a marketing move. Just Josh in Cincinnati says, Eli Manning is the opposite of Frank's hot sauce. You shouldn't put that blank on anything. There you go. Thank you. Thank you for that. By the way, if you're on any of the social media platforms, you follow me on any of those, you can see that we got some good numbers here, some solid numbers for the show. And that's a credit to you listeners. Obviously, Eddie and Roberto, Coop, all the people that have worked on the show. I get no credit for that, but I do thank you because I think they'll keep us around as long as the numbers are good. I think we're okay. And I don't know about that. I didn't see that in the memo for management praising us for the podcast numbers and the terrestrial radio. We tripled our audience on terrestrial radio in the money demographic in the top 50 markets. So great job by you guys for following the show and supporting the show. And we do thank you. So I just wanted to get that in. But you want to see those numbers for yourself and check them out from year to year? This is from last month, the month of December. You can check that out on all the social media channels on the gram. On Instagram, we're on there. Ben Maller on Fox, Facebook, Ben Maller Show, and on Twitter, at Ben Maller. So the at Ben Maller, you can find out some of the numbers there that they made available. To the phones we go, and let's go down to Angry Bill, who's got something to complain about all the time. It's an amazing life this man lives. He calls Sports Talk Radio in the middle of the night.
What about a 9-year-old girl? Answer that question.
Random things. Hello, Angry Bill.
Hello, guys. Ben, you're so lucky I like you. I mean, you are so lucky I like you.
I'm so blessed.
I like your dog more, but this thing with Eli Manning, you just got to let it go. Two-time Super Bowl champ, first-round Hall of Famer. You want to put in cheaters.
No, he's not a first-round.
You want to put in cheaters in the baseball in the Hall of Fame, okay? But then you whine about the Astros cheating.
Why would an average quarterback who was his team was 500 in the games he started? How'd he do in the other years? They had a couple of fluke runs in the playoffs. How'd they do in the other years that they made the playoffs? Oh, that's right. They didn't win a game.
First round Hall of Famer.
You are so lucky you're from Nutley, New Jersey, because you are a nut.
You want to put cheaters in baseball, and yet then you whine like a little baby about the Astros.
Let me ask you a question. I know you're an Eli Manning fanboy, and you worship Eli Manning. What is the only category he led the NFL in? There's only one category he led the NFL in. He did it three times. What is it?
Selling memorabilia.
No. Interceptions. He led the NFL in interceptions three times. He never led in touchdowns, yards, completion percentage, any of the important statistics. The only stat he led the NFL in is interceptions three times. And he had a 500 record. And you're telling me that guy's a Hall of Famer? Let me ask Roberto. You're a Raider guy. Is Jim Plunkett in the Hall of Fame? He won two Super Bowls.
No, he's not.
He's not. So why is Jim Plunkett not in the Hall of Fame? Why should Eli Manning be in the Hall of Fame?
Because he's going to go. I can't help it. It's not my thing, but he's going to go.
Well, and when he goes, that'll be a mistake, and it'll tarnish every other Hall of Famer. They'll cheapen the Hall of Fame.
Just like the cheaters in baseball.
They'll cheapen the Hall of Fame.
You want to put in.
Listen, they're already putting him in, you dummy. I said for years, you moron. I said, don't put him in the Hall of Fame, Angry Bill. I said, don't put him in. But you're telling me it's okay for Piazza to do steroids and get in the Hall of Fame, and Pudge Rodriguez and Bagwell and BGO and Big Poppy, but Bonds and Clemens and all those guys, they can't get in. Bonds and Clemens, we're going to draw the line on those guys and Sosa, but all these other cheats are fine.
The bottom line in life, Ben, is you listen to beer-drinking Brian during the night, and then you get the guys during the day making millions of dollars. Spend that in your pooper and pop it.
So yes, but we have more fun here, you big dummy. They don't have a lot of fun talking to boring sports writers or whatever they talk. I don't even know what they do during the day. I'm sleeping. They're overnight people. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. Let's keep it going on the phones. Who do we have here? Let's say hello to, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Bring It Home Jerome is next. Hello, Bring It Home Jerome in Kansas City.
Ben, Eddie, Pretty Ricky, what they call him. Roberto, how you fellas doing tonight?
If I was any better, I would not have left the Chiefs game at the end and missed the comeback. But I didn't leave the Chiefs game.
Ben, okay. We're not talking about the Bills no more. We're on to Cincinnati. We've been here before, so we're not worried about what happened last week. But Ben, I have a problem and I need your help. I need you to spin the Maller wheel of speculation for me tonight and let me know what is the probability that when my truck got stolen, the guy was related to Roberto.
Wow, that's a cheap shot. That's a low blow. How dare you?
No, Ben, listen, I'm going to give you all of the information so that you can make an informed decision. Here's what happened.
All right.
When my vehicle was stolen, and this happened back in the summer, I had shared and poked fun with Roberto when it happened. But when my vehicle had gotten stolen and I got the call back that they had recovered my vehicle, they said it had been involved in a high-speed chase. It hit two police cars and a pedestrian vehicle. Now, I was very distraught about my vehicle being stolen, of course, you know, used for criminal purposes. But when I received the information from the investigation, the guy's last name was Flores. Now, Ben, let me ask you this question. I'm not saying that every Flores is related to Roberto, but isn't there the possibility? Because, you know, me and Roberto, you know, we got our history and things like that. Isn't there the possibility that he could have sent one of his me familia to steal my vehicle? Can you tell me what is the possibility?
Roberto, do you have any extended family in the Kansas City area?
Nope.
You do not. He says he does not have any extended relatives in that area.
Well, I'm sure for a few pesos and a cloud of dust, he can get somebody down here, you know, to do me harm.
No. How dare you? Roberto, the old Roberto would have messed you up, but not the new Roberto, right? Roberto, when he was young, was a punk and beat people up at Dodger games. But now he's a family man. He's got a daughter. He's a Mr. Softy now.
Know,
we love
man,
that about
you know,
our
every
Roberto.
Every now and then, you know, them seeds run deep, man. You know, sometimes
How dare you.
Roberto, you my man, 50 grand, and I bought a new vehicle today, so everything is back in order. In the bring
oh, good. Yeah. You don't, when you're, I've never had my car stolen, knock on wood, but if I did, I don't think I would want it back. I would be like, oh, I'm good, you know, I'm all right.
Yeah, get the full coverage, right? Yeah.
Well, hey, kudos to your relative, Roberto, because he did. He totaled it out, and I was able to get a new vehicle today.
There you go. Did you have to haggle to get the full amount? Did the people at the insurance say, wait a minute here, this is, we're going to give you only half of the amount you're supposed to get?
Ben, I don't even have time to go into the full story, and that's why it was from late this summer till now that I was able to get everything finalized and get a new vehicle. Yes, they did all of that to me, Ben. Yeah. They treated me like I was the criminal. They treated me like my last name was Flores, Ben.
How dare you. All right, thank you, Jerome. All right, we'll move on. Well, Jerome, spicy. So the hottest name on the coaching market is apparently Brian Daboll. And his name, he was the favorite for the Giants job. He's apparently still.
I thought it was Dan Quinn. Will that change all of a sudden now?
Well, no, this is like 2 days ago. It was Brian Daboll. Now he's the favorite for the Dolphins job. So there's some that are saying he has multiple offers to be head coach, that multiple teams have offered him jobs. So the latest is that Daboll is leaning towards the Dolphins. Does that make any sense? I guess he wants to stay in the AFC East and play the Bills and the Patriots and the Jets, I guess. I don't know if that makes a lot of sense. We'll see if any of this happens. So if Daboll takes that gig, now they're saying Dan Quinn, Medicine Man, and Brian Flores are the leading candidates for the Giants job. But Dan Quinn is also a finalist, Roberto, for the Chicago Bear coaching job. And Matt Eberflus or Luce or whatever his name is, and Jim Caldwell, also allegedly finalist. But Jim Caldwell, if he gets hired as a Bears coach, how's that going to go over in Chicago? You going to go over well? We hired the old Lions coach. Oh my God, man! Oh man! Well, we'll see what happens. But nobody's been hired. It's been very bizarre.
You think that's like coming from the NFL? You guys take your time here while we are.
Oh, wait.
In the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Well, it makes more sense to do it next week because
next week's off,
the dead week.
Right? Yeah.
It's a dead week, so he's got nothing going on. And I, you know, that's a great point, Roberto, because I would like to see this wait till next week because we have 20 hours of terrestrial radio content and plus 3 hours on the podcast to get in. So I would like to
and
see
John
that.
John Harbaugh is taking away Jim Harbaugh's defensive coordinator.
I saw that. Why would Jim Harbaugh allow that to happen?
Yeah,
if he's gonna
why?
Stay in Michigan. Things that make you go, Things that make you go,
And Ed Dodds might be the new general manager of the Raiders.
All right. Look at that. You got your Harbaugh khaki pants ready to go.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. There you go. All right. So Ben Maller's show on Fox. We're going to have Ask Ben. Your questions are answered. Let's try to slide in another call or two. We'll see how that goes. But right now, let's get over to the news desk. And here's Eddie.
All right, thank you, Ben. We will start with NBA games of note. We had the Suns running their winning streak to 8 straight with a 105-97 win over the Jazz in Utah. Devin Booker, 43 points and 12 rebounds to lead the way as the Suns increased their NBA best record to 38-9 on the season. Utah has got some injury issues to some of their best players. They've lost 9 of 11. Heat knock off the Knicks 110-96. Miami, the top team in the East with a 31-17 record. They're a half game up on Chicago. Bulls beat the Raptors 111-105, and Miami a game and a half up on Cleveland, who beat the Bucks 115-99. Nuggets over the Nets in Brooklyn 124-118. No James Harden or Kyrie Irving for the Nets. The Hornets outscored the Pacers 158-126. The 158 points, a new franchise record for points scored in a game for the Hornets. LaMelo Ball, one of four Hornets to score 20 or more points. He had a triple-double, 29 points, 10 rebounds, 13 assists. College basketball, number 17, Providence, wins at number 21, Xavier, 65-62. Number 25, Davidson, lost at home to VCU, 70-68. Wins in the top 25 for number 18, Tennessee, number 19, LSU, number 22, Marquette, and number 23, Iowa State. In the NHL, the Avalanche won their 17th straight game on home ice, edging the Bruins 4-3 in overtime. Maple Leafs down the Ducks 4-3 in a shootout. Sharks over the Capitals 4-1. And the Flames had a franchise record 62 shots on goal in a 6-0.
That's a lot,
win.
Eddie.
Oh, that's 6-0 win over the Blue Jackets. That is
we
a
talked
lot.
About that earlier. That's a ton of shots.
It's a ton of shots on goal. Coming up tonight, we have the Golden State Warriors taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's
really?
Our Discover Card Key matchup.
Interesting.
And it's brought to you by Discover. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. And that is why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. I found this story. Apparently, that big comeback by the L.A. Clippers should not have counted. The NBA released its two-minute report for that Clippers-Wizards game.
Yeah.
And according to the NBA, the first three-pointer from Luke Kennard was preceded by a five-second violation by the Clippers. It should have been a turnover. And the second three-pointer...
Guess what? It wasn't.
And the second three-pointer should not have counted because the NBA says that Kennard was fouled by Beal prior to taking the three-pointer. So,
well, you know, you can wipe your ass with that, Eddie, because it all counted. So who cares?
It was a fraudulent win.
I think they're going to put an asterisk on it.
One of the great
Angeles
wins
Clippers.
In NBA history. The same greatest comeback of all time.
Fraudulent.
An amazing moment. And you were trying to sully that moment with your nonsense.
The NBA
who cares?
Released
Listen,
the statement.
If the NBA.
The two-minute report.
The statement, you wipe your ass with it. Who cares?
I don't know.
All right, listen to me, Eddie.
Commissioner says
listen
they put
to me
an
right
asterisk
now.
On that.
Garcia. Listen right now.
The comeback is null and void.
The Clippers verified that comeback. They beat the big bad Orlando Magic. Back-to-back road wins by that gutty Clipper team with Moxie.
35-point rally did not happen, actually.
It did actually happen. I'm looking at the official NBA website.
The NBA says
let me go back to see. Let me go back to see if they changed it here. Let me go back, Eddie.
Should not have counted.
116-115 final Clippers over the Wizards.
If you were a man of integrity,
right there,
if you were a man of integrity,
it's a done deal.
You would disavow that win.
That's as dumb as like the NCAA say after 2 years later. Well, you violated the rules, so we're going to take away the championship.
It
doesn't count. The Clipper
win counts.
Win
doesn't count. You're right.
I saw it. I saw it with my own eyes, and it was beautiful.
Fraudulent.
Oh, I'm watching. It's Clipper porn, Eddie. It's Clipper porn. It's amazing, stimulating, satisfying, so good. The great Kennard. Luke Kennard, may the force be with you.
It's too much masturbation, the problem here.
Remember when you guys mocked me when I said how great Luke Kennard was going to be as a Clipper, and you guys goofed on me, and I've been proven correct.
Who is that?
I have been proven right. This guy is blowing up. All right, bigger than LeBron right
MVP,
now, Luke Kennard.
MVP of the league, Luke Kennard.
Well, you know, some are saying.
No, they're
Eddie,
not.
Some are saying that he could be the MVP, Luke
no,
Kennard.
No, nobody is saying that. Literally no one.
Now, some people are saying it. You know,
who?
Yeah. People on social media are saying that. Yeah, I can find somebody saying Luke Kennard for MVP. You want me to search Twitter? I can find somebody saying it. I will find someone saying it. All right. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. That would be the show. How about the show you're listening to? Eddie's just trying to annoy me. What a douche.
I would never do such a thing. I'm just giving you the facts. Let the people decide for themselves.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Let's take a call. Let's go to Jed, who fled, who's been on hold a long time.
Hello,
Jed. Is this a bad idea? Should I not take the call from Jed, who fled?
Too late now.
No, it's always good to find a fellow soul, dude. I like watching people get their toenails cut on, too. I watch Clifford Foreman all the time. The Washington woke team, it's going to be the Washington woke, and that's going to be the thing. Now, wait for it. The mascot's going to be a double meaning because I'll stay by Wednesday. I'm going to start doing Mr. Kress, and I'm on Sunday still be awake, and I'm going to be awake the woke, the mascot. I'm going to be the mascot for this team, and I'm going to be so crazy on the sidelines, I'm going to really affect the game. And I've yet to figure out how I'm going to work myself like movie script style into the game and help them win somehow. They're going to come to me and they're going to need me as, you know, having stayed awake for several days to help them win a game. This is feasible, is it not?
Yeah. Everything okay with you,
Jeff? But we can talk about car insurance and like the rates of return for wrecks and all for 5 minutes. And I'm just, I mean, listen,
well, I know why that annoyed you because you're usually the one stealing the car, so it bothers you when you hear what happens on the other side.
Yeah, let me tell you, hey, buddy, just as irritated as you are that you got your car stolen, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you, your car was subpar to those criminals right off the bat, and they're upset they had to steal that piece of crap too. You know what I mean?
They're upset. They wish they had stolen a better car.
It'd be better if you keep a steering wheel cover on all your vehicles out there, citizens, so we can just gently take that with us as we leave whenever we get done using your vehicle and get rid of, you know, the DNA on the steering wheel. That'd be best.
Yeah.
Now, have anybody been thinking about how's y'all's health? Y'all are all vaccinated. How's y'all's health? My parents just took the booster.
Apparently one of us
and
is
they're
not doing
they're
well.
Flying around, dude, so I don't know.
Yeah, everything's
go do drugs. Yeah, go do drugs. Y'all have a good one. Ben, you need to open
thank
your
you.
Mind.
That's the PSA from Jed Who Fled. Wow.
Coop's probably doing that right now.
What, doing drugs, you think? Self-medicating, possibly?
Yeah.
Could be. All right, we're going to have an entire segment of Ask Ben for the rest of the hour, Eddie. Your questions, our answers for the rest of the way, and we will get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Carmen. I'm Dan Beyer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing keeps you up at night more than the authentic sound of the Ben Maller Show. Help bond with the Maller Militia. Listen live from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And get funky in the audio vault of magical podcasts from past shows. It's as easy as ABC and 1, 2, 3. Subscribe and give us a 5-star review. Amplify the Maller brand. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's now time for.
Well, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter!
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
And away we go. Time now for Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers for the rest of the hour. This portion of the Ben Maller Show on Fox, made possible by Discover Card. Real credit card questions require real people, someone who understands your issues and works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover exceptionally common sense. So I can read the questions if you want, Ricky. I can either way.
I can do it.
All right, if you want to read the question. I just see Michael. Listener Michael said Luke Kennard for 2021-2022 MVP. Don't Who? Let Thundersticks Garcia rain on your parade. That's right,
Who?
Michael.
Who?
This is a jackass over here, Garcia, trying to urinate on my fun. How dare him? That's multiple people,
fraudulent
by the way.
Fraudulent win.
Richard. Luke Kennard for MVP from listener Richard. Humble dick. All right, go ahead. What do we have here? What are some of the questions?
Okay, so Milkman Mike on Twitter asks for the crew, what is the most embarrassing moment you've had at a party?
Okay, what is it? I don't go to a lot of parties, as you know. But we used to have the ugly sweater party before the COVID boogeyman came around, and I'm trying to think what happened. There's nothing that pops in my mind. Any embarrassing moments at a party, Eddie, that you recall from years ago?
There was the potential for disaster in hindsight. I went to many years ago. Former employee here, Karen Kay, had a birthday party.
KK
in Newport Beach. I went there. I met what would turn out to be my future wife at the party. Fortunately, she left early before I became a drunken fool and puked all over the back area there with Robert Grussman, did as well with me. We were
part of the Fox Sports Radio Alumni Association.
We were puke brothers, but had she stayed and saw me drunk and puking, she may not have married me. So it was.
You took a ride, Eddie, on the vomit boat.
I did.
Is what you did. Not the vomit comet, the vomit boat.
A little too much liquor there. Yeah. So potential for embarrassment, but it was averted.
Yeah. I was always embarrassed when I would go to parties. Like back when I covered, I was on the beat, I got invited to some big parties with good looking people. And I always felt bad when I went to a party because I was the ugly person. I was the ugly duckling. I was I didn't belong there. That was always those L.A. parties, man. That was a pain in the ass. I didn't go to many of them. What about you, Roberto?
Nothing I can think of, really. I think maybe just got really S-faced and passed out, maybe. But that's about it.
Yeah, but that's just like a
Tuesday. That's normal.
Yeah. That's not that. Yeah. Ricky, any party stories?
I'm with Eddie. I just on the vomit boat, man.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. Do you clean it up after that, or you let somebody else clean it up?
Bushes.
I got you. Just leave it there. It'll dry. All right, what is next here? It's Ask Ben Your Questions, Our Answers.
Okay, so we got one from Late Night Drug Tester, and this one is for Eddie and Roberto, too. Say after you die, you are reincarnated, but you get to choose where your new life starts. Where do you guys pick?
Is Ben not answering this?
Apparently not.
I
thought it was okay. I thought it was just for them. The way you phrased it. Where would I what city I would start my life in, or what age I would start my life?
Where your new life starts. That's all it says.
All right. So I would have. Let's see here. I think I would be I don't know. I feel like you're a product of growing up. So I'm a product of my childhood and all the experiences that you go through when you're a kid. But I mean, I'd love to be 30 years old and have $100 million in the bank. That would be pretty good. I'd take that. Eddie, wouldn't we all pick that?
Is he just talking about a location?
Oh, a location.
After you die, you are reincarnated, but you get to choose where your new life starts.
All right. Hawaii. Boom. Done. There you go.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Me too.
All right. Roberto?
I would say somewhere in Europe, probably. I say Italy.
There you go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Capisce?
I like Europe. It's cool, man.
Big fan of Europe. Love the Europeans.
Or maybe even Amsterdam. Let's go to Amsterdam better. A lot crazy there.
They got the red light
district
over there. Interesting. All right.
Okay, we got one from Ralph. This one's also for Eddie and Roberto.
All right, for everybody. And, just for all everybody. You don't say for everybody.
Okay, you guys, what is your favorite Roberto drop on the show? His is the greatness of the Raiders.
Oh, that's definitely not my favorite.
No. I like the Roberto laugh. He's got a very...
That's not a drop, though.
No, that's a... You don't play that drop from time to time, Roberto?
Not just him laughing.
Yeah. I always think that's a drop because it sounds the same when you're in the background. I don't know. What's your favorite, Eddie? What is your favorite Roberto drop?
Oh, it's definitely the one that you won't let him play anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought that only with Roberto's voice. You're talking about any of the drops?
That's how things? I interpret
any drops.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That one got banned because of the times we're in, Eddie, and every time that got played, I got angry messages because people don't listen. They don't pay attention. But no, I mean, most of these drops are offensive to me. They make me look bad. They make me look like a jackass.
I do it in 2 minutes every night.
You know, all the dumb things Eddie says, and you don't cut up any of those things. Hardly any of those. I mean, how many mistakes Eddie makes every night? None of them.
I like the extended wiener.
I make one funny line, and it gets saved. Posterity saved. It's embarrassing. I'm going to punish you guys. I'm going to read all my nicknames next hour because of this. What is next here? What was your favorite drop, Roberto? What do you like?
He likes the fart one.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
So childish, but funny still.
Yeah.
All right, what is next, Ricky? Real quick.
Okay, so Matt the Warrior, Raider and A's fan, wants to know from you, Ben, when you had the Omicron, did you take a ride on the Vomit Comet?
No, I didn't even feel that bad. That's the thing that pissed me off. I was sick, and I knew I was sick, and I had a little cough, and like a runny nose, and I was all right other than that. Wasn't that big a deal. I didn't throw up.